What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the Word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
This morning I want to talk to you about saved and sanctified to serve. But I want to do a recap of what we talked about last year concerning the plan. Praise the Lord. And let's go to Galatians 3 from 23, Message Translation. I believe we have Message. We have Message, right? Okay. Until the time when we were mature enough to respond. How many minutes do I have now so that I know how to regulate? 46. Thank you, sir. Do you have a timer there so I can just... Okay, let me just put it here. You see why I say it's my leader. Praise the Lord. Amen. So until the time when we were mature enough to respond fully in faith to the living God, we were carefully surrounded and protected by the Mosaic law. Next. Just be following me. My wife says I read fast. It's on the screen now. So let's read. The law was like those Greek tutors with which you are familiar who escort children to school and protect them from danger or distraction, making sure the children really get to the place they set out for next. But now you have arrived at your destination. Can you say you have arrived at your destination? That's what it means to be born again. We are not getting to a line. We are not going to the top. We are already at the finish line. We are already at the top. And believers must understand that. Now it is because you are at the finish line and you are at the top, you do the things you do. We don't fight as victims. We fight from victory. I'm not debating with Boko Haram. I knock them out. Praise the Lord. And believers must have a consciousness of righteousness. You must start thinking as God men and God women upon the earth, not as beggars. Bible says what a tragedy that people without a covenant are riding on horses and people in a covenant are walking barefooted. You know why? They don't know their covenant. And we know. Can you say I know my covenant? So I've arrived at the destination. Next. By faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Kai. Your baptism in Christ was not... No, go, just keep going. I just want to read. There are many things to talk about. Praise the Lord. Next. Your baptism in Christ was not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involved dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe. Christ's life. I mean, we have the life of God. It gives me kunya when I see Christians lily-livered in the workplace, behaving like as if we are second-class citizens. Please. You are a generation that has never been seen before. You are the completeness of God upon the earth. His wisdom, His power, His might, His creativity, His innovation. That's why everything you do, everything you say is correct. Who taught us how to set up this place like this? God. We are God men and God women upon the earth. Christ's life, the fulfillment of God's original promise. Next. In Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave and free, male and female. Among us, you are all equal. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the equality. We are all in the same relationship. Praise the Lord. There is no, how will I put it now, father, grandfather, all of us are sons and daughters. Next. Also, since you are Christ's family, is that where, go back. Since you are Christ's family, then you are Abraham's famous descendant. Here's according to the covenant promise. That is why all things are yours. Can you say all things are mine? Let me show you the implications of this. As long as the heir is a minor, he has no advantage over the slave. Though legally he owns... No, go back. Don't be too... Next. Though he owns the entire inheritance. You see the problem is a slave mentality. That's why Jesus was bold to say that the reason people make mistakes on this earth, Mark 12:24, is that they don't know the scriptures and the power of God. That's the only reason you make mistakes. That's the only reason you can't get. You don't know scriptures and the power of God. But can you say, I know scriptures and the power of God? That's why this meeting was convened, so that you know scriptures and the power of God, so that you know the covenant. Next. He is subject to tutors and administrators until whatever date the Father has set for emancipation. Yes. That is the way it is with us when we were minors. We were just like slaves, ordered around by simple instructions. The tutors and administrators of this world with no say in the conduct of our own lives. Next. But when the time arrived that was set by God the Father, God sent his son born among us of a woman, born under the conditions of the law, so that he might redeem those of us who have been kidnapped by law. Can you say, I'm redeemed? I'm bought back. I'm free. Thus, we have been set free to experience our rightful heritage. Next. You can tell for sure that you are now fully adopted as his own children, because God sent the spirit of his son into our lives, crying out, Papa, Father. Next. Last verse. Doesn't that privilege of intimate conversation with God make it plain that you are not a slave, but a child? And if you are a child, hey, you are also an heir with complete access to the inheritance. Can you say, have complete access to the inheritance? You see, some years ago, one of my friends requested me to give him an open door into a place that is closed. And he had this idea he wanted to sell. And by providence, I had friends working in that particular office, a very high military office. And he got there, and I was expecting testimonies. I was expecting a breakthrough. And the next thing, my friend who he went to meet called me and said, I talked with your guy. Your guy couldn't answer some of my questions. Kai, I was pained. And I remembered another of my mates who many years ago were flying officers, struggled to see IBB. And by providence again, he was related to the imam of the Nigerian army as at that time. They were family friends. And the guy gave him an opening with IBB. And he sat with IBB in the parlor. Only two of them. And IBB said, what do you want? He said, I want foreign calls. He said, you know that right now there's a ban on foreign calls. What next? And the guy just went blank. 30 minutes. Blank. IBB now said, okay, since you don't know what you want, talk to your father. Let your father call, because his father too was a retired military officer. Let him get, and that is it. Voicemail to him today. Praise the Lord. And when I thought about that, the scripture that aptly captures what happened to those two people was 2 Thessalonians 1:11. That they were not fit for their call. Give me 2 Thessalonians 1:11. And since then, I started to wonder what was happening with believers. And God said, that's the problem. They are not submitting to discipline. They are not submitting to training. They are not prepared as they should. It says, because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead, we pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what he has called you to be. Pray that he will fill your good ideas and acts of faith with his own energy. Brethren, it was a lie sold to us that we are saved to serve. It's a big lie. We are saved and sanctified to serve. Without sanctification, nothing. You will keep missing opportunities. You will keep being a nobody. Praise the Lord. Take us to my slides so I can talk from the slides. And you know why I'm in love with Christ Family Ministries? Christ Family Ministries has given us great platforms. And if we who are just partners are getting so much platforms from Christ Family Ministries, I'm wondering what you, a bona fide Christ Family Ministry member, is doing. Everything is here. Tell your neighbor, everything is here. Next slide. So, Christ Family Ministries gave us a platform in Kaduna for our first 3 books, Out of the Pit, The Walk of Grace, Staying Out of Pit, A Revelation of the Victory, and Heaven on Earth, Enjoying the Abundant Life. And interestingly, when I came up with this slide, it was for ABC 2018, the plan. Because I looked at what we had done to transform my ground combat troops to be one of the best ground combat troops in the world, and I realized that every system revolved around man, machine, and methods. Every system, including the church. Praise the Lord. And you must have trained men in various skills and jobs. You must give them what to work with, and you must guide them. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to be guided, but without guidance, misuse is inevitable. Just like Rev was telling us about a gadget he had, but he couldn't use it because he had not trained on it. And that's why training is the core of the Christian walk. Bible says, I pray that Christ be formed in you. Praise the Lord. It's a study to show yourself approved, a workman who is not ashamed, who can rightly divide the word of truth. Next slide. So I told you how we think that, you see, there must be problems on this earth. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord has delivered us from all. How? Because once that problem comes, you know how to process it. All these things that you are seeing is a military decision-making thought process. But for us, it's just the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus said, everything I say, I first heard it from the Father. Everything I do, I saw the Father do it. Praise the Lord. And that's the beauty of the mighty Holy Ghost in us. Like Prophet Emmy was telling us about the upgrade. So when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will receive power to be my witnesses. You always know what to say and what to do. Praise the Lord. And after we've done all this process, we must come out with detailed orders. The situation, the mission, the execution, service, support, command, and color. I mean, this format has been from gbengben to gbengben. It's what I learned in military school, NDA, till now. All over the world. It's the standard all over the world. Let's stop behaving like as if we are different from another assembly. No, the church is the church. The Bible is the Bible. The principles are the same. The practices are different from the old covenant, but the principles are the same. You must sow your seed to have a harvest. If you don't sow, you're on your own. Praise the Lord. Situation. What's the background to the story or to the problem? What's the current thing? Mission. What should I do? Execution. How should I do it? With detailed tasking for everybody. I just finished two exercises. In fact, let me not go there. It will take time. Service support. What are all the supporting elements? And command and control. Who should do what? Praise the Lord. Then you start preparing or rehearsing, then execution. And that is why you see that 100 times over 100 times, any military operation is successful because we follow this format. Next slide. And then I told you that for the church, it is God's desire that we be conformed to Christ. It is God's desire that all men be saved. And these are all the things that we need to do to get people to be saved. We preach the gospel. We keep praying in the mighty Holy Ghost. We use platforms like Abuja Believers Convention. We walk in love and we position ourselves in the marketplace. Imagine if I was not in the military. There are so many things about the military that Prophet Emmy and I and people like Amoneni bring to you so that you understand, because you are soldiers of Christ. You need to have a military mind. And you can't have a military mind without military training and discipline. But what's the shortcut that God does? He has given you me as your military mind. Praise the Lord. And that's why all of us are in one form of system or the other. It is not for that system. It is for the church so that we take over. So, and then last year I told you that all of God and the earth are available to you. So why are you afraid? Bring God to the table. Even if you've blown it, simply come back home or submit to God, using the story of the wonderful younger son who missed it. But you see, using the navigator will never tell you you are stupid for making a wrong. It will just recalibrate. And that's why there is no condemnation in Christ. That's why there is no right answer. There is no wrong answer. Just keep walking with this mighty Holy Ghost. As many who are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? Sons and daughters. God, who began a good work in us, is able to complete it, what he started, by working in us to will and to do. What you want is what you get. So step out and live out your call. You are the answer to the deficit problem. And that's why I was so blessed that after this, taking the nations came about. I was so blessed by Faith Adventure that the city belongs to me. Let me tell you what I love about Christ Family Ministries. I see progress, deliberate progress. I see, one of the things the British told me and the Israelis, because I superintend over the ground combat elements of the Air Force. We protect all the 6 international airports, all our bases, about 54. I protect all the ex-chiefs of air staff and chief of defense staff. It's my purview. 12 of them, the chief of air staff himself, air officers commanding. I mean, I'm a busy man. I have about 4,000 people under me, about 150 officers, and about 3,800 men deployed all over the country. When I became director in 2017, we're in 3 theaters of operation. Right now, I superintend over 10 theaters of operation. I'm always moving all over the place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the answer to the deficit problem. Praise the Lord. Amen. Next slide. So, like I said, my trust this morning is to tell you, you are saved and sanctified to serve, and the need to submit to God's discipline, structured training. Praise the Lord. Let me show you some scriptures. Praise Jesus. Give me Matthew 5, 43 to 48. Message. Let's stay with message. Matthew 5, 43 to 48. You are familiar with the old written law. Love your friend and his unwritten companion. Hate your enemy, yes? I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. It comes from training. Next. For then you are working out your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone, regardless the good and the bad and the nasty. And that's what Prophet Emmy was talking about yesterday. You see, problems. He says, when you are afflicted, pray. Problems are to drive you into God, not away. Problems are to drive you into God, not to seek worldly solutions. Problem is to bring out the best in you. It's a refining process. Praise the Lord. Next. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. Next. Yes. Let's go. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. Yes. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up. Tell your neighbor, grow up. You are kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and gracious towards others the way God lives towards you. Give me 1 Corinthians 4:14. And I'm going to finish in time. Praise the Lord. Don't mind my mannerism. Catch the spirit of it. What I'm saying is that you need to submit to discipline training. I see people not submitted. If I ask, how many of you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation every year? And then you say it is God's word to you? If it's God's word to you, you will read it. For the last 20 years, I've read it every year. Different translations. New Living Translation, NIV, Message for 6 years. Good News. I'm reading the Living Bible for the last 2 years. It's my life. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, it says it is life to those who find it and health to their physical bodies. Where else are you going to get wisdom? Where else are you going to get the life of God? We are the Word made flesh. We must take God's word as everything. Can you say God's word is everything to me? I'm not writing all this as a noble's code just to make you feel rotten. I'm writing as a father to you. My children, I love you. I want you to... I'm not hearing you. I want you to... Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, grow up. And you can't grow up without feeding. You can't grow up without training. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 4:14. No prolonged infancies among us, please. We will not tolerate babes in the woods. Small children who are an easy mark for imposters. Yes? God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. Can you say I'm Christ? Colossians 2:18. Grow up. We need to grow up. We need to grow up. We should be taking the systems. We should be in the political space. We should be in government. We should be in the education. We should be in media. We should be in the military. We should be everywhere. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego entered the system, took over. Joseph entered the system, took over. Esther, Mordecai entered the system, took over. In an old covenant. I'm new creation. I'm God upon the earth. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the light of God. I'm the excellence of God. Don't tolerate people who try to run your life, ordering you to bow and scrap, insisting that you join their obsession with angels and that you seek out visions. There are a lot of hot air. That's all they are next. They are completely out of touch with the source of life, Christ, who puts us together in one piece, whose very breath and blood flow through us. Hey, he is the head and we are the body. We can held in God only as it nourishes us. We must submit to training. Hebrews 6:1. grow up. We need to grow up. We need to grow up. We need to grow up. And you can't grow up outside of the world. You can't grow up outside of structured training. So come on, let's leave the preschool finger painting exercise on Christ and go on with the grand work of art. Grow up in Christ. Say, grow up in Christ. The basic foundational truths are in place. Turning your back on salvation by self-help and turning in trust to us and all those blah, blah, blah. Last one, Hebrews. No, 1 Peter 2 verse 1. 1 Peter 2 verse 1. That's my job this morning. Submit to training. Beg for training. You're in the media. Get training. You're a music minister. Get training. There must be deliberate training. We want people who want to take over. Hey, they must be trained though. You think a soldier just goes to battle? I will show you our process of training. So clean house. Make a clean sweep of malice and pretense. Envy and hurtful talk, yes? Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you will grow up, mature, and whole in God. Go back to my slides. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, grow up. We say education is not important. It is, oh. It is. You see, you are body, soul, and spirit. And you see, the systems are mean. So they closed it and made sure you can't enter outside some parameters. And if you don't have those parameters, you can't enter. Yes, everything is by the anointing. But the Bible says in Psalm 78 verse 72 that David led them with a heart after God, the anointing, and skillful hands. Training. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not just enter with the anointing. They entered the school and beat everybody hands down. Joseph did not just enter with the anointing. He entered and he was faithful in everything he did and he rose to headship. Esther, Mordecai, they didn't just enter with the anointing. They submitted to training. We must submit to training. I see believers who are so ignorant of scripture, ignorant of even the world, ignorant of where they are. Abba, you can't be. Let me tell you, I'm an enigma. I take every course seriously. You need to see how I translate courses into modules. And I was so pleased that 10 squadron leaders recently were sent to Germany to do an air ground integration course. And they just gave them a year course in 2 weeks. Those guys, they were paying attention. They developed a 12 module. They are going around the country now teaching everybody. I mean, when the Americans saw what those guys were doing, good. That's what I was talking about, the British and the Israelis. I'm the ground combatant commander of the Air Force. And we realized that we had the deficiency, so we entered into strategic partnerships for force protection, the best force protectors in the world are the Royal Air Force Regiment. So we entered a 5-year collaboration with them in 10 trainings. So they come to Nigeria twice a year to train my boys. They are doing the night one starting tomorrow. And then the 10th one will be next year. Every six months, they come for 6 weeks. Then for special forces, I got the Israelis because I realized that only the Israelis could fight within a confined space and only the Israelis could fight the kind of threats we have because they are surrounded by, you know, our brothers. And that's the kind of threat we have here. So I got the Israelis. But you see, the Air Force didn't know why I was going into those two things because it's not everything you let them know. Praise the Lord. But you see, two things they said is that they can't believe because now from the Royal Air Force Regiment, I've developed my own instructors so I can do the trainings myself. From the Israelis, I've developed my own instructors and I've set up training school. Right now in Bauchi, my boys are training special forces people by themselves. When they saw what we had done, they just looked at me and said, "Can you take advantage of people?" I said, "Yes." You think we came here to be buying beans? No. Oh, it's not really clear. But this is the career progression of every regiment officer. All these things in red are mandatory trainings. Without these ones in red, look at you should do all these trainings, oh, your basic level, intermediate level, advanced level, post-advanced, and then skill trainings. But you see, all these things in red, if you don't do these courses, if you like, be the son of the president, you cannot be promoted. Praise the Lord. And it's unthinkable to me that the world system is this detailed in training. And then in the church, we think it's not important that new converts have believers class. They have the next level of training before they do workers training. How dare you come to this stage to hold a mic when you have not done workers training? How? Next slide. Go back. For the officers, these are called professional military trainings. There are three types of training at different levels. Professional military training is everything we do to actually be officers. Our cadet training, our junior course, senior course in Jaji, our defense college, air war college that they just introduced. Then specialist courses. I'm a regiment officer, so I must know everything about how to protect bases, about air defense, about special operations, about counterterrorism and things like that. Those are specialist courses. Then you have skill courses, like some of us are snipers, some of us are paratroopers, some of us are backdoor gunners, they fight from the helicopters and like that, RSMs, drill instructors and the like. So for the officers, professional military training is emphasized for promotion. Next slide. For other ranks, specialist courses are emphasized for promotion. Whoever you may be, if you don't pass my basic course, you can't get grading R3, regiment 3. If you don't do the intermediate course, you can't get R2. If you don't fail the advanced regiment course, you can't get R1. And that basic course is needful for you to be a corporal. And this advanced course is needful for you to be a sergeant and then above. If you fail those courses, forget your career. And if you fail the courses, they give you a reduction by 1 year. So you can't afford to go for a course and fail. Because if you fail, you will lose seniority. It's mandatory. Next. Now look at examples of structured trainings of some saints. Praise the Lord. You see, I realize that for all of us, there are four basic trainings or dispensations. First, you must be born. Born naturally. Born again, praise the Lord. Then you must be trained in becoming Christ. That is mind renewal. That's why Romans 12:1 says, submit. Give me Romans 12:1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Romans 12:1 and 2. You can't dodge it. And people are trying to dodge it. And I'll explain some things using my own trainings. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best you can do for you. Stay here. That is why I so like it that Reverend Tokula was bold. You know, we were lesser prophets. So when we say it, they think we are joking. Brethren, you never gave your life to Jesus. So. Is one of the biggest confusion and errors in the body of Christ. We receive the life of Jesus. And let me just give you an understanding of that tragedy that is pervading the body of Christ. Giving your life to Jesus is that you bought a Topkumbo car and you are repairing it. That is a consciousness. That's why believers think they need to be repaired. They think they need something in addition to what they have already. But receiving the life of Jesus is going to pan to get a brand new car. And I like what Reverend Tokola posted yesterday. There's no addition to the body of Christ, to you being a Christian. You are complete in Christ. Can you say I'm complete in Christ? Next verse. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, like Prophet Emma told us yesterday, readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to his level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Go back to my slide. So we must be trained, though. There is no story, if you like, dodge it. So if you have not done stage one in Christ Family Ministries, please beg them to teach you and stage two and all the levels. Praise the Lord. Then, as you are becoming Christ, because we are Christ, that's the truth. The challenge is your mind being renewed to accept that you are Christ, to accept that you are healed. And that's why our next set of books will be Behold to Believe, Believe to Become. But there is also a dependency training. And this is where challenges come to you like crazy. Whether health, marital, career, whatever it is. Because we must get to the stage where nothing else matters except Christ. That's what Paul was saying. There is not I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. That guy was panel-beated small. Do you know Reverend Tokula was deadly ill? I am his friend. He didn't tell me. It was something for him to deal with. And do you know something has changed in his life? I see his messages. I see the aura he carries now. There has been a shift in his priorities. Praise the Lord. And it is necessary for everyone. Even though you will never be a world changer. Never. Do you know Clifford Dollar was deadly ill? Stage 4 cancer. You have to engage God. You have to engage God. It's not a time to be looking for any man or looking for anybody. It's a time of retrospection, a time of engaging God, because only God can solve that problem. And I'm telling you, when you come out of it, you have expanded, you have stretched. You can never be the same again. Praise the Lord. Because when you experience that faithfulness of God, who is man that you'll be bound to? When you know that God is faithful. That's what the Bible was saying, that Sarah God judged God faithful. Praise the Lord. And then naturally it brings to glorification. Now, see different things that I came up with. Of course, we know. Acts 7, 9 to 10 says that Joseph's brothers hated him, but God was with him. God delivered him. God gave him favor with those who mattered. God gave him wisdom to solve every problem, and naturally he was glorified. Praise the Lord. But people must hate you. The system must hate you. We can't run away from those things. Praise the Lord. And then, Potiphar's house. Now, becoming Christ, why our training in church is so important, is because our call is tied to your training. Now, if you look at this second role, you will notice that because Joseph was earmarked for government, his first port of call in Egypt was Potiphar's house. Because David was earmarked for kingship, his first port of call was Saul's house. Because Esther was earmarked for queen, the first port of call was the fattening room. Because Jesus was earmarked to be a son, his first port of call was Joseph. And that's why you have to be trained by God and by man. And if you look, just after this ABC, look back at your initial trainings. It will be a pointer to what God is preparing you for. It was not a mistake. You started with the bank. You had trainings in the bank. And you think that training is just by design. No. It's either for you to run a bank or for you to be a counselor to banks. Praise the Lord. You see, nothing about us is wasted. Life is a continuum. Pastor Abe says it's an education extraordinaire. She's an education guru. But she started from computer science. And is going to help in that education. Because God is going to put in her heart a development of a software that will train people all over the world. You see, nothing in our lives is a waste. Nothing. Praise the Lord. And all of them had the dependency training. Prison, solitude. David was a fugitive. Do you know Esther was just the king's property? She had no say. And that's why when the problem came to her the first time, she said, Kai, this man has not even called me in like 1 month or how many months. And I say, you think that matter is just for the sake of it? No. Praise the Lord. It's for you to do something. God brought you here for a time like this. There's a reason why you're in that system. There's a reason why you're in that state. There's a reason why you're in this church. There's a reason. Not for nothing. Praise the Lord. But the time came where she passed the test, like Moya was talking about yesterday. And then she became, in fact, she was signing. Let's look at Esther 9, 29 to 32. I so like that scripture. Esther 9, 29 to 32. Now, she was not telling people to pray and fast for her to see the king. Queen Esther, the daughter of Abihail, backed Mordecai, the Jew, using her full queenly authority. In this second Purim letter, can you say I have authority? To endorse and ratify what he wrote, calming and reassuring letters went out to all the Jews. Throughout, now she was signing letters. She was endorsing decisions in the palace. But before, she was just there, a property of the king. Go back to my slide. Praise the Lord. And that time has come for us, amen? Amen. Praise Jesus. Give me Hebrews 5. Is it from verse 5? Yes, Hebrews 5 from verse 5. Is it Hebrews 5 or Hebrews 7? Yes, Hebrews 5 from verse 5. Okay, no one elects. Okay, go back. 4. No one elects himself to this honored position. He is called to it by God, as Aaron was, yes? Neither did Christ presume to set himself up as high priest, but was set apart by the one who said to him, "You are my son today, I celebrate you next." In another place, God declared, "You are a priest forever in the royal order of Melchizedek," yes? While he lived on earth, anticipating death, Jesus cried out in pain and wept in sorrow as he offered up priestly prayers to God. Because he honored God, God answered him next. Though he was God's son, he learned trusting obedience by what he suffered, just as we do. He learned discipline. Go back to my slide. All of us must pass through it. Oh. Praise the Lord. Amen. I became born again. I was a Catholic, like I've told you severally. And in the Catholic Church, I was not just a Catholic. I did baptismal training. And baptismal training enables you to be able to take communion. Is that serious? You can't take communion without baptismal training. Even though we don't do it in the Pentecostal, sincerely, we have to find a way around it so that people can reverence the communion. Because, you see, I've realized that there is so much reverence for the communion in the Catholic Church that even though they are not established in grace as we are, they are still getting the results of Christ. I know many reverend fathers that clear out hospitals with the communion. Praise the Lord. Miracles, signs and wonders happening. Those guys, they have crazy money. Eh? The Catholic Church is richer than nations and continents. Praise the Lord. They have money in gold. Praise Jesus. God will just help us to be one. And for me, one of the things that is going to bring the Catholic Church to grace is when their pastors start marrying. Because I know the power of women. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I did baptismal class to be able to take communion. So, it made me to reverence the communion. Then you have to do confirmatory class. And it's that confirmatory class that makes it difficult for you to stop being a Catholic. It's like an oath of allegiance. Praise the Lord. But it didn't change anything. I got tired. So God told me to start reading the Bible. And thank God I received Jesus. Now my first part of call was redeem. And I'm glad for it. Let me tell you, in redeem, I did baptismal class again. Believer's training. In believer's training, I did 40 modules. 40. Everything. From baptism of the Holy Ghost, studying the word, faith, love, everything. 40 modules. And that was just preparatory. Just starting point. Say you be believer. The next one was baptismal class. They refused to water baptize until you pass through that class. You must understand what it is that you have passed from life, from death to life. But the most interesting one was the workers' training. Workers' training was deliberately Saturday, 7 o'clock. So if you had any, I think about 6 months or so, if you had weddings in that period, that one is gone. Because it's about 7 to 12. Praise the Lord. If you come 30 seconds late, you are on your own. Praise the Lord. And we need discipline. People stroll into time, church anytime. I learned it from being a Catholic. There's a particular time you come into Mass, you can't take communion. And a Catholic feels incomplete without taking communion. Now, you will say those things are works. No, it's discipline. In the military, I'm disciplined, though. Disciplined. As a flying officer, I was supposed to carry colors. It was first scarcity. I saw fuel somewhere, so I went. They said the governor was coming by 10 o'clock. This was about 8:30. I said, let me quickly dash to go and buy the fuel. As I dashed, and I was in Kano then. I was supposed to go to Kaduna that day. And then so I went. Unfortunately, the place was so muddled up. I had to first arrange and everything. They revised the timing. The governor came by 9:30. By the time I was getting there, another person had taken the colors. I was carrying the colors, and he had manual. They just sent me to mess immediately. If not for mercy, maybe I would never have been a general, because that was a very serious offense. And if they had charged me for call ceremonial parade, that entry will follow me throughout my career. They just showed mercy, praise the Lord, because they needed you to have me to be a general. Praise the Lord. I was not even born again. But what I'm saying is that is how serious those things are. This is the first time I'm saying it. It's only my wife that knows. Recently, unthinkable, because I'm a general, but recently something that happened as a flying officer. We were organizing exercises, and then we had to go for rehearsals, and the rehearsal was supposed to be by 11. I had to come to Kaduna because I'm shuttling between Kaduna and Abuja. So by the time I was driving into Kaduna, the rehearsal was by 11. I got into Kaduna about 10:30, got to my house to change. I was going to my house place around 10:35. Unfortunately, they had changed the time. The chief of air staff had come by 10:30. I was sent to the mess. I was in the mess for 3 hours. Till today, I can't believe it is possible. But it happened, though. Because you can't lock a general up. I was locked. Praise the Lord. Amen. For those of you who like coming late, I'm praying for you that you will understand the implications. No, I'm serious. It's a serious matter. It's a challenge of nature. It means you are indisciplined within. Because when you are disciplined with time, it comes from within. That's why a white man cannot be late. And we cannot say because we are Africans, they are African time. No, we are the church. We are the body of Christ. We are the ones that give standards and examples to the world. The Bible says be an example in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. Praise the Lord. So can you say I'm a standard? So I learned that again from Redeem. Workers training. Then in Nigerian Military Christian Fellowship, I was a chapter coordinator for 2 years. I was a zonal director, having 3 states under me. Then I was national secretary of the whole states. In Protestant church, I was a teen teacher. Then I was an elder. In Savannah Ministries, I've done Bible School Volume 1. I've done Bible School Volume 2. Interestingly, I've done Christ Family Ministries Believers Class. Structured training. And then you want me to be the same with you, who is taking things like a joke. You are joking. No. You say God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, not those who casually seek him. What will make Pastor Jennifer endanger her life on that road to come yesterday evening? It's something she's seeking. This meeting is important. And she still came earlier than some people staying in Abuja. Wrong. Praise the Lord. When I left flying, that was my dependency training, because you see, in the Air Force, flying is everything. If you are not flying, you're a second-class citizen. I've turned it around. The regiment is number one now, because God told me in 2010, he said that I will make the regiment the cornerstone of all Air Force operations and Armed Forces operations, and that's exactly what is happening, meaning that prophetic words are precision weapons that you must hold dearly. Precision weapons. Next slide. As a roundup. In summary, you need to submit to God's discipline or training. You see, I just painted this big picture. These plenty things. The summary is submit to God's training. Submit to man's training. Don't play with the trainings in CFC. Don't play with meetings. Acts 2:42 says they submitted to the apostles' teaching, and it was a daily thing. They met together, they broke bread, and it was those three activities that made them effective in praying and in giving. Because the output of good training is praying and giving. That's the output. Praise the Lord. You must be meticulous with time. You must have eyes for details. You must be excellent. Reverend Tokola and I were talking about some things this morning. You must be excellent. You see, there is no option. How can the world be excellent and then we were joking when we carry God? We are the temple of the Most High God. We are the excellency of God. There is nothing more excellent than the born again Christian. Nothing more excellent. Can you say I'm excellent? In Japan, time delay for air travel is less than 7 minutes. One of my friends has been studying there, and I think he should be on his way back. He said there is no devil here, no accident. He has not seen one accident. So don't think that accidents are normal. It's normal with lousy people, with indisciplined people, not with the church. Can you say there are no accidents and there are no incidents? Because I'm led by God's Spirit. You must think through, you must think things through. A person of deep thought and meditation, organized and structured. You must be financially committed to any group you belong to, especially the gospel. Like Reverend Tokola said, we're involved in many groups. My salary is about 1 million, but there is no month that we are not sowing things of up to 2 million. No month. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must be financially committed to a group. How can you be in a group? They pay dues you've not paid. And in January, all our dues are paid complete. And there is no group I think I don't pay more than the normal due. Praise the Lord. Those are the things that make you strong, bold. Those are the things that prove Christ in us. Those are the things that assure us that truly God is source. Can you say God is source? So sow your seeds. Tell your neighbor, sow your seeds. And if I may ask, have you sown seeds for ABC? Have you sown seeds? Even if it's 500 naira? Have you sowed your time, your talent? Always be committed. Be financially committed. Jesus talked about those group of people who are always following him all about. Praise the Lord. They made ministry easy. And it's our job to make ministry easy for the Tokulas. Can you say I make ministry easy? For the Tokulas. You must refuse to make excuses. Because nothing is impossible. Rise up to your feet. Next slide. You have captured my heart, consumed my heart with your love. So prepare to sing that song. You see, I was talking with Reverend Mosi Mosugo, and he said that there is this elderly man that every new preacher used to go to him for counsel every time they come to his city to start church. And he told them two things. He said that anytime I go to a preacher's house and I see his moan, not his lawn, not mowed, I know that he's in discipline. Then when I get into his house and then I open his drawer and I see his drawer is dusty and all that, I know he will never make it in ministry. And he was correct 100 times. Because you see, we must be organized and structured. There is no excuse. Must be detailed. Can you imagine? Do you know me and this wonderful man, we didn't talk. We are wearing the same thing, meaning that our spirit is one. How could God have organized it? I had so many things to wear. You think this is the only clothes I have? Or this is the only clothes? You see, it's a oneness in spirit. Praise the Lord. And I was so blessed. How could God do this? Because you see, God is the arranger of our life. He works in us to will and to do. And it is time that Christians started submitting to him. Can you say I submit to God? You want to be successful? Submit to God. And submit to the men he has put over you. I beg you, these are mandatory books. So these are not electives. These are core courses. I believe everybody understands core courses. So the Bible must be your core course. And it is written by God himself. It's not written by anybody. All Christ Family Ministry training manuals must be on your fingertips. Signpost to Subtest, E.W. Kenyon, In Him, Five Hindrances to Grace, and Flowing with the Spirit, and other books by Kenneth Hagin, but these three, mandatory. all books by Reverend Tokula. How on earth will you say you are a Christ family member and you don't have Reverend Tokula's books? You are joking. Let me tell you, I'm full grace, but I'm full discipline too. Praise the Lord. You are joking. You are joking. All books. If we call Reverend Aaron Meada our father, you must have all his books. If you say Reverend Joshua Tende is our partner, you must have all his books. If you say Reverend Moses Mosuko is our partner, you must have all his books. And then me now, you must have our books. How? How won't you have our books? How won't you have read our books? You think God put it to be on the shelf or for the Chinese? First and foremost, for us. Praise the Lord. You have captured my heart. Consumed.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.